just want to say that there are definitely a lot of late nights and sleepless nights and just tiresome moments that creators just go through, because you just gotta hang on to that inspiration, you know? Like, it's just a stream of consciousness directly tapping into the great power of the universe, an unlimited source of energy, ideas, power, just everything that you need for creation and creativity and imagination and innovation and just all the working parts that come with creating something. Like, that's the only word for it. And I, being somebody who is always been kind of an entertainer, transitioning into the creator that I've always wanted to be but have been afraid of being, is just it's kind of weird, because there wasn't a lot of work to do being an entertainer. Like, you know, you just kind of hang out with people. Most of the time I'm doing my own thing, but like, you just go with the flow and just, you know, whatever happens, happens. You might happen to say something funny or something, you know. I mean, most of the time my entertainment is funny. I don't really like coming at people and doing the roasting thing, but they, you know, everybody has their thing. But like, to shift from that improvisation and just working with whatever material is coming to you and being presented to you, like whatever situation you're kind of in, to kind of, not even kind of, but just like shifting from like that, yeah, that on the spot improv type of flow to your creativity, to being able to construct your thoughts like prior to getting them out there, you know, and like really having like full and complete control over what you're gonna say, how you're gonna say it, the vibe, the mood, the setting. It's just a lot that's different on this side of creation. And like, it's just as playful, but I can see where my tediousness and professionalism kind of comes in, because to be honest, this could all be thrown together. And in fact, I think I would enjoy it so much more just kind of throwing it together and making it kind of hodgepodgey and like throwing all my ideas together and being like, fuck it, take it as it is, this is my brain. But I do find myself doing some organization and trying to, you know, I don't want to make it chronological, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of information that I use for my personal life that now I'm trying to shift and make it make sense for others. And I know that I myself find myself to be very complicated. However, putting my ideas in like list form, like I kind of have them numbered out, and just boom, going down the list of things that I know that I've wanted to talk about, want to touch on, things that I've studied, things that I know that I can definitely, you know, dive into a little bit. And you know, I know I don't have to be an expert on a lot of these things, and I think that I find myself to be in a very chill position, you know, like I'm propping myself up. I'm like my Instagram says, I'm nobody's guru, but I do know a lot of things that happen to be true, and I stay pretty consistent with what I've been doing lately. And I just know that I can guide some people, and there's gotta be somebody, some people, some group out there who think like I do, or very similar to the way I do, or actually don't even, and just could benefit from having somebody like me explain how I see the world to a T, how I analyze myself, through every single living waking moment, and just, I don't know, exposing and sharing my life a little bit. I feel like a lot of times when people's lives get shared, you know, usually they don't share the messy parts, or, you know, the really intense, really emotional, really raw moments that they have, because of the fact that you are putting it together to be presented. You know, you kind of get to clean your act up and, you know, get some gusto and some dignity before you share your personal stuff. And nobody's really, like, asking to hear anybody's life story or anything like that online. But people are just so eager and willing to connect and, like, hoping that somebody gives a fuck. And that's not my case here, because, I mean, I give a fuck about my own life. But the connection part, though, I do want to connect with, I'd say, more people, but I'm not really sure, like, how I can handle that. But I want to connect deeper with the people that I am able to connect with, if you're able to follow along with that. As for organizing my ideas and organizing my plans, I'm really still trying to figure out, I know the type of content that I want to create. Like, I know some of the topics that I want to, like, touch on, and I know, like, my life's mission and purpose, like, things that I hold very dear to, my daily drives and my daily focuses. But as for, like, stimulating thought, I know that there's a lot of different things that I've gotten my hands on to read or to watch or to listen to, and there's just so many resources and experiences that I've had just at, like, my age of 24 that, if you are looking to grow as a human being or take some next steps or shift your life in any way, like, I've kind of been there and done that, and my approach, I'd like to think, is a little bit different. So I'm here to be completely open and raw and straightforward with who I am, my story, what I've been through. You know, I feel like a lot of people tend to either over-dramatize, is that a word? Dramatize, you know, their stories for sake of, you know, the cinematic value. And I feel like also sometimes that means, like, you could oversimplify some things that were very traumatic or very hurtful or very painful or just very human of you. People really hide their mistakes and stuff like that. And I don't know, I just kind of want to bring a focus on being human and what that means. You know, it doesn't mean that you're flawless, it just means you're human, you know, you've got some life to you. So yeah, there's that. As for kind of the framework of what is to come, I'm not entirely sure about how I'm going to structure these episodes. I'm kind of still putting together what format I want to use. I know for a fact that podcasts are going to be where it's at. I do want to have some visual content, though. But I don't think I want to be one of those people that literally just has my podcast on YouTube and vice versa. I mean, I'm sure that there's, like, a monetization reason as to why they do that, but I don't really give a fuck. I do want to clarify that. Excuse me. I do want to clarify that before I get into this journey, like, I'm not in it for the money. Like, I could give a shit less about money, and I'm not here for that. I'm here to spread ideas and connect with people and to get some answers and some solutions together for a lot of the big problems that we face in this world, and that's like all I'm about. I know the power of social media, like, you can network like a motherfucker, and, you know, with the viral thing going on, I'm hoping that, you know, I don't care if any of the videos or podcasts or whatever I create, like, I don't care if it goes viral or not, but I do hope that the right person or the right people see it, and that will, you know, attract them to reach out to me, and we can get to work together. You know, I'm willing and able and ready to put my time and energy into developing solutions for global and societal issues that we face, you know, daily. I want to heal the world. I'm ready to put in the work. And at this point, I'm just looking to either call out enough of the good people that are pretending to be good and hold them accountable to actually do some of the shit that they say they're going to do or that they want to do. And also the people that are actually doing the work, you know, I want to get with them. I want to put my energy into this. I know that I am only one person, but I am one person who loves himself completely, is as selfless as possible, chooses the higher good for everything, no matter, you know, what the individual gain may be. And I'm not motivated or intimidated by money, or I fear nothing, you know. Like, I feel like I'm like one of the perfect people. Not that there's a perfect person, but just my balance of emotional, financial, and energetic levels are balanced enough to handle helping get my boots on the ground, you know, like with doing some work in the world. So that is just a quick overview on kind of like where I'm at right now. And then hopefully as we go down the road with these episodes, you know, I'm definitely going to have some friends come on and talk and hopefully be able to reach some of the great minds that have inspired me and, you know, stimulated my growth and kind of pushed me and guided me on my journey. You know, I'd love to have a conversation with them and give some props for the work that they've done. Just because it is, I understand the power of sharing your idea and your opinion and what's on your mind and doing it in a way that is wholesome and righteous and peaceful. You know, a lot of people like to share information just to start shit these days, and that's not what any of this is for. A lot of the topics that I'm going to be touching can be considered controversial, can be considered taboo, can be considered your run-of-the-mill average bullshit. I'm just here to talk about them and understand things a little bit deeper. Any topic that I introduce that, you know, you've never heard before, I'm not accepting any responsibility for how you choose to intake that information. I'm doing my very, very, very best to give completely unbiased, straightforward knowledge and information and feedback. None of this is meant to be taken positively or negatively. It just is what it is. That's kind of how the truth works. You know, I do lean towards certain things in my personal life. However, as an academic, as, you know, a philosopher, as a thinker, I'm able to clearly remove my emotions and personal biases and wishes and thoughts and opinions just to share these topics and introduce them. And that's really my goal. My audience for this, my intended audience for this, is that middle ground person that's fresh to the wake up, as conscious people would call it, or just like a deeper realization and awareness of like who they are and how they relate to other people on this planet and the planet itself, and to relate to themselves as well. Basically, the average person, especially the average American, because I'm coming from an American background, but I'm making this for everyone in the world. The average American, I feel, is just bombarded so heavily every day with so much advertising and junk food and just junk media and just so much bullshit that by the time they even are aware of themselves, they're aware of so many of the wrong things for their personal life, you know, and focused on the wrong things. And we have the ability to share information with each other through the great technology of language, both written, verbal, and now digital. You know, like, we have videos able to, and audio able to help us communicate with each other and share ideas and just convey emotions and experiences and share what life is for all of ourselves. And understanding that, I feel as though as a person going into creation, I have a responsibility to make sure that my audience understands what my intentions are for them. And as I grow and as things shift and my message becomes more clear and more direct and more supported, I'd like to always remind myself to remain true to what I'm doing this for in the first place. So my why for this here is to start a movement of accountability and really inspire everyone across the world to take up learning and acquiring knowledge about self-sufficiency, self-determination, and self-discipline. Those to me are my top three focuses in life, and then from there everything else can stem from that. And doing all three of those, again, this is all with the self, having self-sufficiency, self-determination, and self-discipline, to do everything that is best for you and your body and your mind and your spirit, and then transitioning that love for self and respect for self, which comes from that love for self, into your daily interactions with other beings, and materials as well, taking care of things, not just being wasteful, understanding the impact of everything that you do, and not driving yourself crazy for it, but just understanding it and really shaping and changing the way that you live your life to be good to all things. So that's where I really want to lead with that, coming to an understanding of who you are and who I am. I'm hoping will allow for that invisible dialogue that happens when you're watching content and you're, relating yourself to the words that the, creator is sharing with you. And when you relate to me, I want this to be like, that's why I keep using the terminology of dialogue and conversation, because although this is a one-sided voice message at the moment, which is honestly kind of awkward to create, I do have a lot of ideas that I want to share. And from this here, I'm able to get out what I mean to say exactly how I mean to say it. And when I say something in these podcasts, I'm saying it with the intention of meaning it wholeheartedly and for a reason. So I won't be able to backtrack anything that I say. If my opinion changes from when I release one of these to, whatever the real time is at that point for me, I would like to come back and update these. But just know that I am a constantly evolving and changing being. And I'm able to realize, the difference between good and bad. Sometimes I make a choice that might be good for me and might not be good for somebody else. People get really offended very easily these days and overly judgmental and quick to assume and cast, blame and shame. It's not what any of this is for. If you're so small-minded that you can't handle a conversation such as the type that I'm talking about, on these levels, then, it's fine. And I would just appreciate you doing exactly what your mom told you when you were younger. And if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I'm not here for the bullshit. I'm not here for fuck-ass comments coming at me or my thoughts or my way of being or my way of living or anything like that. I am here to literally talk with people. And if you can't have a talk like a normal adult and convey your ideas without screaming, cursing, or yelling, which sometimes help when you're frustrated, I'm not gonna lie, but be able to take that breather and convey that, hey, I'm frustrated, this or that, or I don't agree with this and this because of this, and if you're gonna come at me, you better have your fucking reasoning. And I'm gonna say that right now, because At this point, I'm making this for everybody. So if you're, under the age of 18, just be mindful that things that you learn, you can't unlearn. Once you know, you can't unknow. So as I share some of these topics and you start to develop ideas about them, just be very mindful and take them with a grain of salt. I'm not trying to think for anybody. I'm just trying to inspire you to think for yourself and, you know, I can just basically use my thought pattern as a template for you to then review it for yourself, see how you think about it, and that's that. I know that because I am a deep thinker, because I am a critical thinker, and a very open-minded person, it can be easy to just take what I say for word, because I do my research, because, you know, I am focused on seeking the truth and identifying the truth and aligning with the truth at all times with all sorts of information. However, I still not even suggest or highly encourage. I am literally telling you that if there is anything in here that you have not already researched yourself or understand for yourself, please do your due diligence and also come to your own understanding. None of what I say should be taken as complete fact until you research it yourself. All of this that I have come to the conclusion of is because I'm doing that same process. I am hearing what other people have to say, going and reading the material, going and listening to material, going and watching the material and the content, and deciding for myself what I feel from it, how I feel from it, you know, analyzing my reaction, and then developing my opinion. And from there, also developing my sense of facts, you know, like just aligning the facts, getting them organized so that I have the right information about whatever the material is. And that's how this podcast / YouTube video / whatever this turns into should be. That is how you should use it. That is how you should interact with it. That is the mindset that you should have coming in to these conversations with me, into these podcast sessions, into these episodes. Don't be a dick. Be an adult. Come in with your reasoning ready to go. And some of this might be mind-blowing. Some of this might be mundane and be the same things. I'm trying to touch on some different topics a different way. Some of the similar topics, you know, we talk about all the time. I try and find something new to really point out and talk about. There's always work to be done. There's always something that you can do to do better. So when it comes to that, I do want to say that all of the work that I suggest and that, you know, I talk about, I either am planning on doing it myself or have done it myself. Nothing that I say goes unresearched in any way, shape, or form. Even if it's just a quick Google down the first 5 sites that I see or whatever, like I try and have some sort of information to get my mind wrapped around something. If I haven't, you know, done it, or if I'm leaning towards it or doing it or building a plan for something. And like I said, if I said I did it, I did it. You know, I'm not going to be out here lying to anybody. I'm not going to be, you know, twisting the truth or bending it and stretching it. No, I'm going to be completely open, honest, and raw with you guys about my journey, whether it be emotional, whether it be vulnerable, whether it be financial, spiritual, whatever it is. If I'm talking about the topic, I'm definitely going to share my part, my piece, and honestly, do it honestly. Moving forward, let me see here. So, sorry, some stuff I have written and some stuff I just kind of let my mind go for because I'm a talker and I can fucking do that, but excuse my nose issue right now. So basically, as for now, I'm gonna rattle off some of the topics that I'm gonna go through that I know for a fact I'm gonna end up touching on, and then like I'll reshape these, redraw these, and we'll do my version of them, and then maybe get a friend in later on to, you know, give their opinion, and any other guests that, you know, I might have on might hit the same topics, but you know, you're getting somebody else's opinion and point of view at that point. So again, top 3 things that I focus on in my life and for this podcast are to inspire and achieve self-sufficiency, determination, and discipline. Basically, all of this, every single piece of information, every single resource, every single you know, shrapnel of content and knowledge and everything that I could possibly share from my brain to yours and from my heart to yours and my energy to yours is all about securing freedom. Freedom in all senses of the word, physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, materially, all that, just completely free. in all forms of the word. Basically, I've broken it down into not just topics, but kind of like topics with some subtopics, right? That's how basically how you set stuff up. So I'm just gonna go through the list that I have so far, and I'm hoping with this that once I get into the like actual creation of these episodes and talking about these subjects in depth, because these are just like little blurbs that I have right now, but I do want to give a preview of some of the things that I'll be talking about. That way you don't have to wait until I have 6 or 7 episodes out, an hour and a half long or 40 minutes long, however long they'll end up being each, and realizing, you know, in episode 4 that you don't like me or you don't like what I'm saying or how I'm saying it, or what, you know, whatever it is. I'm just going to give you the rundown so you know how I am, you know, who I am, for you know, enough to understand my mindset and where I'm coming from with this. And now to what I'm talking about. So, securing freedom. In order to do that, I've broken down a list of over 25 things so far, but here's the topics. So the first is identity. Your citizenship and residency, having a valid ID, driver's license, passport, etc. for travel and identification, legally if and when necessary, permission to travel without limitation, and who are you? This is the second episode, I guess, now, but the second planned episode is where to go, moving to your own land and going off-grid. Number 3 is how to live. Survivalism, essentialism, living 101, off-grid living, camp lifestyle, RVing, tiny housing, sustainable food, water, energy, electricity, storing and preserving food, entertainment, etc. Number 4 is paying taxes, laws to know, chasing sovereignty, explaining the ties you still have to the country you occupy and exist in, playing by the rules to live by you, to live how you want. Number 5 is letting go of the matrix, handling social media, how to communicate off-grid, defining what your comforts and luxuries are, leaving behind TV, the office, and a life of consumption, preparing to leave it all. Topic number 6 will be financing, how to determine the cost of your freedom, what to do for work, profit and productivity versus creation and invention, what are your needs, covering the basics, food, water, shelter, clothing, Wi-Fi. I thought I was cheeky when I created that one. Number 7 topic would be off-grid alternatives to modern conveniences such as plumbing, power, electricity, kitchen and cooking, communication, bath and body / cleaning products. Number 8 would be eating right, mental and physical food, diets. Number 9 would be self-exploration and expression, including but not limited to psychedelics. That's basically, you know, that's a whole episode that I've been waiting to get into. And psychedelics aren't a huge part. It's more so the after effect after them, by the way. So don't get, like, too hype. Topic number 10 is going to be love, relationships, falling in and out of love, being toxic, growing and maturing, forgiving, purposeful relationships, love of self, love of friends, platonic versus romantic, things such as that. Topic 11 would be religion. What is it and what's it for? Who to follow? What's the truth? The golden rule? Similarities and differences? Modernity versus tradition. Number 12 will be politics, diplomacy, internationalism, war, greed, hunger, the dark stuff. Number 13 would be the good in the world, positive news and changes, unity, harmony, opposite of the prior episode. Number 14 would be art, creativity, imagination, what these things mean to the world, innovation, why are they important, their value to mankind. I want to discuss human expression, our need for expression, and how we connect to each other and ourselves through these mediums. Number 15 topic is utopia. What does it take to reach peace? Is utopia the goal? What is the mission for mankind? What does the world want? And I want to create a poll for things that we need as a as a community, as a, you know, for our group destiny. What do we want? What do we need? Is in harmony the goal? What are we doing to get there? Why are we fighting, and how much longer do we fight? Nuclear power. Topic number 16 will be maps, territory, and ownership of land. I want to discuss how the lines are drawn on the map and how the future would look if we rearrange those lines. I want to discuss the fairness of future generations having to play within the borders drawn up centuries ago, reshaping the world, discuss the abstract concept of ownership in relationship to land and power, discuss culture and how climate and regions shape culture and the potential for new cultures to exist by opening space in the world for them by redrawing the maps. Topic number 17 will be conscious and decisive action. All the good people consolidate their resources and follow a plan that provides for people to live as nature intended, collectively owning a network of lands and redefining what a country is, redefining citizenship, and giving people the freedom to live life freely without selling their time to corporations. That's a really interesting topic and subject that I'm actually hoping to get pretty deep on. I'm really excited to hit a couple of these. So yeah, we won't have to work in exchange for resources as vital as money. Discuss the steps that are going to be necessary to take control of our own futures and not rely on corporations or governments/states to control our resources. Number 18 would be discussing schools, churches, governments, and other institutions. I want to discuss how these institutions either basically help us or hold us back. Discuss some form of reform on these groups. And what do they actually do? The value of knowledge and using it practically. Memorization versus learning, and what they don't teach us. The mind and its power and how to think critically. Number 19 would be, what can you do? What skills do you have? Can you survive? Buying life versus living life. Convenience, and is it worth trading off skill? So basically, that episode is it's going to be a little bit of a mind play, I would say, because instead of me talking off my ass about my life or like how I think about life or bitching about something in life or shouting something out that's good in life, I really want to turn the table towards you and allow you to really think deeper about yourself. So I'm hoping that it will turn out more like a very structured meditation type of conversation. I just want the conversation to be really peaceful, really just mind-opening and self-reflective. And I just kind of want to walk you through my self-talk and like growth talk path to really get deep and get into discovering and understanding and knowing and loving yourself. This is very important. It's all, you know, it's all ties in together. So basically just asking outside of this society, outside of what conscious people would call the matrix, or the simulation, whatever, which way you want to choose it. What can you do outside of all the digital tools that you have available to you, outside of the work that you do in this world? What is it that if everything were to shut off and shut down, what can you do? And that's where it leads into the importance of having a hobby and having a passion outside of just earning money and being productive and being profitable or profiting. Number 20 is money. Money as debt, money as a tool, the game of the matrix and how it's not the game of life. Discussing how the matrix is play to win, and basically like life is a play to understand type of thing. Nobody wins, everybody learns. So I'm really excited for that one too. Actually, I'm gonna stop saying I'm excited because I'm excited for all of them. So let's get into this. Topic 21 will be self-control, dealing with emotions, going to therapy, depression and anxiety, overcoming fear, adversity and sadness, facing and confronting yourself, responding versus reacting, and understanding your triggers, which are all really important to me because as much as I seem like I have my shit together, I do deal with some anxiety sometimes, and I won't really say depression, but I know that I deal with bipolar disorder, and it's just a lot to deal with your emotions on the daily. And I know that it's a very common thing in my generation to have mental disorders and mental issues and just like little things that we have to do sometimes double the work that somebody without a mental issue or disorder would have. So that's just an important thing for me. And basically not using that as a crutch, not using that as such a part of your, integral identity, and just like living off of that diagnosis and really shifting it to how you're going to live with it daily, and have control over yourself and over your own mind, not fighting your own mind. So stick around for that one. 22 is going to be talking about our relationship to animals. Is Earth man's dominion, helping versus hurting, coexisting with nature, advocating for animal rights, natural law, what's wrong right now, and what can we do, bees, veganism and vegetarianism, and sustainability in general. 23, conditions in the world that need to be improved, top issues facing humanity today, crises around the world. So basically, this one would be pointing out huge humanitarian crises, injustices, big world problems that are like, if we were to stop the world tomorrow, this is what we need to fix like ASAP, a lot of times I feel like even though they're big things, they kind of get swept under the rug. And I just would like to hold the people who were supposed to be accountable and in charge of those things accountable and in charge of those things. And that's that one there. Number 24 is something really unique and has been like on my mind for the longest time now. Really deciding to figure out my message and understand who am I aiming to. I was misguided for a long time and judging my fellow people and not realizing how much shit that you can have thrown on top of you in this life, from all different walks and things. And I wasn't holding the right people accountable. I was blaming, my peers in life for what the 1% is causing, and I can't get mad that somebody that's, in the top, 10 or 15 or even 30 or 40%, I can't blame them even for, causing me to be in the position that I'm in. I have economic opportunities available to me and, just aligning myself with them and providing myself the most skills, knowledge, and, persona needed to get into those positions. And as for that, holding them accountable for getting people in the right way and opening doors, we shouldn't have to be shattering ceilings in 2021. There's just like, it just shows that something's wrong, because, as progressive as we say we are, there's no excuse for it. And, just holding the people that are higher positions to hold their people in higher positions, to hold their people that are in higher positions accountable, really make them feel what we feel towards the bottom. So that's just pretty important to me. And having this idea of holding the right people accountable and like knowing how important it is to me, I've really had this idea like, honestly, for maybe 2 years now, three, but really just point fingers directly at who's to blame, at who's at fault, and at who is responsible for getting a solution together, and giving them shit until they do get it together. So basically, as a call out to all the world leaders and people who are in charge nationally, internationally, on a royal level, on a governmental level, on a whatever, if you're more than a civilian, if you have a position of power, if you have a platform for a voice to speak, and you're in charge and decision maker somewhere, this day is for you. So I want to call this the World Summit and Pause Day. That doesn't sound so catchy, but like something along those lines. And basically, I want to get the best brains together to come up with a plan to get our shit together across the planet. And basically, like, just have the smartest minds possible and the most prominent minds possible get together and really get the message across that, like, it's shameful and, like, we should be embarrassed as a species that how bad the people let the governments lead us because we're so blinded and just choose not to think for ourselves. You know, we bought into that like trap of convenience, and we have to accept accountability for that because it, like, just got easy for us and it was just, like, easy. And holding them accountable and the fact that they failed us, like, point it out and let them know, like, you have failed us, and get the fuck out that seat. Let somebody else rule. Let somebody else try. Like, these people that have been in seats for forever that continually, time and time and time again, are not doing shit for the people that they're supposed to be representing, for the countries that they're supposed to be serving and protecting, and all this bullshit that we speak, like, it all needs to be reset. And I basically want a call to action for the fact that these leaders have failed us so bad, and they, like, can't even secure peace and harmony and unity, like, simplest things that we deserve as human beings on any region of this planet. Like, nobody has, like, everybody's got some shit going on. And, you know, basically just call them out and force them to do what they're supposed to do. The universe, time, space, existence, consciousness, life, synchronicities, alignment, reincarnation, astral bodies, chakras, dimensions, all about quantum shit, all about the sacred geometry and interconnectedness of this world on a scientific level, on a spiritual level, and where that science and spirituality blends. That's the one that was kind of like you probably were like expecting. That's got to be touched on. 27 is corporations versus government versus we the people. So a breakdown of who actually has power where and how to shift it. So we'll get into that one. Number 28 is, why do we consume so much? Marketing, advertising, and human psychology, and a discussion on the hidden agendas behind simple technologies such as that. 29, I want to talk about privatized medicine and prisons, and basically privatized everything. And just basically all I have written for notes is WTF, how did we get there? So there's that. Number 30, I do want to discuss being an American, healing a torn country, racism, ignorance, freedom of speech, are we the land of the free, prejudice, and minority, quotation marks, minority point of view versus a white point of view, and identity struggles for those of us who are neither first generation nor white. So we kind of have claims to only America, very disassociated and unattached, however willing to connect with our mother culture, our native culture, and pretty much are whitewashed Americans who are colored people but have American personalities, products of the millennial generation mostly, but yeah, the kids that came after huge waves of immigration and all of this stuff that literally you just... I'm talking about the Spanish kids that don't speak Spanish and the African kids who don't speak, you know, their native tongue, and all of us who struggle with understanding, do we relate to mom's side? Do we relate to dad's side? Because, you know, struggling trying to relate to both of these, and I sound like a valley girl, you know? So, like, that's where the struggle's at, you know? So I want to discuss that, not only my point of view, but, like, hopefully get some friends to tell theirs, too. 31 is, world history. Why is it white, European, male, Christian point of view for everything, though. Eurocentric standards everywhere, colonization and imperialism, white supremacy, stealing land, people, and resources, and how to cheat generations of civilizations out of their natural rights to live life unaltered. Number 32 is going to be about me, my plan, my goals for the next 6 months, about buying my land and buying my way out, making my dream come true, my desires come true, and building my utopia, my heaven on earth, my Eden, and talking about what freedom means to me and how I plan on reaching it, what I plan on doing once I have it, and pretty much just, you know, documenting my journey as I get there. So that's basically that. And with that, I'd like to say welcome to Getting Deep. I'm Sunshine, and I'm here to inspire you to think deeper, love more, and do better. Do what you can to gain your freedom and make the world a better place. I wanted to invite you on this journey of discovering our purpose and solving our biggest problems and bringing peace on earth in our lifetimes. Just remember, this is a space to break down ideas on how to fix our world, shift society, and create a utopia. From conspiracies to freedom, I'm excited you're here. Now let's get deep.